Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is so wonderful to be here once again. We're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday. It is the fifth day of the third month of the year 2022. So we know that the Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and he is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nobody like our God. We know that he reigns and he rules and he super rules. And so we're just so grateful that we know him as our Lord, Savior, and King. And we know that the King of our glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. I say, what a mighty God we serve. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this morning for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you are our hiding place. You are the one and only wise God, the one who brought us here for such a time as this. You're the one who knew that we would be here at this particular time, and you know all things, oh God. We just appreciate the fact that you were patient with us while we were in our sin, and even today you're patient with us, oh God. We're grateful for that. Thank you for your love, oh God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, he did, my Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you went up the hill, Golgotha. You endured the pain. Yes, you did. You took those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we're thanking you for the healing today. Healing is the children's bread. And we're grateful, Jesus, that you have called us friends. You are a friend who's closer than a brother. You are the good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we would not follow. My God, we thank you today for the blood that cleanses us, washes us, and makes us whiter than snow. My Jesus, we thank you today for the wisdom that you had in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Hallelujah, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us this morning. Lead us even as we go through this hour, a power of prayer. Oh, my Father, we thank you today that the Holy Ghost reminds us of who we are. It teaches us all things, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you today that we are forgiven. And we realize each day we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise up over the flesh, oh, God, and keep us in peace with you, oh, God, and keep us in right standing with you, Lord. My Father, we realize your word tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. So we pray that we will have additional faith each and every day, that our faith will continue to grow, that even as we have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, oh God, we can move mountains, oh God. We can just speak to the mountains, and the mountains will be cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we are forgiven this morning, oh God, and we realize that we must have peace within our hearts, oh God, and peace between the people who we are associated with, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We know that you will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We pray that if any of us, oh God, comes to you, Lord, and we realize that we have an ought against somebody, oh God, we will place our gifts on the altar. We go back and reconcile with that person, ask for forgiveness, and forgive that person, oh God, and then come back and present our gifts to you, God. We don't want our prayers to be hindered as a result of unforgiveness, Lord. And, Lord, speaking of unforgiveness, we pray for those, oh God, who are out there, Father. There are so many family members who have held on to wrongs that have been done to them, oh God. We pray for relief today, oh God. We pray for a spirit of forgiveness today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today that the hurt and the pain that somebody has been experiencing will go away, God, as they reveal to you, God, as they look to you, God, look into the hills. From whence cometh their help, Lord? We know that help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we say, heal today, O God, and they shall be healed. Save, Father, and they shall be saved. For thou art our praise, O God, to heal, my Father, my King, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear them, heal the minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there are those who are stressed this morning, oh God. We bind up the spirit of stress in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of peace today in the name of Jesus, that people will give it all to you. My God, my God. Oh, Father, we just pray, Father, today that these families, oh God, will begin to talk to each other, oh God, and share the love of God with each other, oh God. The children will love their parents, and they will obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right, oh God. They have a promise of long life, oh God, when they honor their moms and dads, oh God. They will have long life upon this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for those parents, oh God, who are antagonizing their children, oh God, just causing the children pain and causing the children to just feel low in their spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just pray for the rebellion, oh God, that many of these children are experiencing and are exhibiting, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, Father, today for a spirit of truth, oh God, to be made known, oh God. Let the truth be made known in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free, God. So we will be free, oh God, as we tell even the truth between our family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that there will be peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for these children, oh God, who are out there being molested. My Father, those who are being sodomized, oh God. We pray for peace, oh God, in the hearts of those, oh God, who are doing these heinous crimes against our children. They need Jesus, Lord. We pray that they will come to the knowledge of the truth. They will come to Jesus and ask that you come into their hearts, oh God, and forgive them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there are children who are being beaten unmercifully, oh God, because parents have madness towards each other, oh God, and evil towards each other, and they're taking it out on the children, Lord. So we pray that these children will be relieved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just pray, God, today that you heal and help, oh God, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. These teenagers in our schools, oh God, many of them are just going crazy, oh God, and out of control, disrespectful to the teachers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that there will be peace within our schools, oh God. Even these, oh God, who are plotting to do heinous things, oh God, against their classmates, Lord, we bind up the spirit of fear, God, bullying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray that you draw them to you, God. Draw them, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, Lord. Even as the deer panted after the water brook, let the souls be hungry and thirsty for you, oh God, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, my God, this morning, I pray for Mr. B and his family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a special blessing over each and every one, oh God. All his children, his grandchildren, his nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just pray, Father, today that you bless and give him peace of mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that, oh God. I praise your name today, oh God, for healing my brother Roderick, oh God, and delivering him from whatever it is that's causing him to be unstable in his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, heal him, Lord, that he shall be healed, oh God. Heal his mind, oh God, that he would no longer want drugs and alcohol, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, Tony, oh God. We pray for Tony this morning, oh God, that he will be healed, oh God, set free, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, you told us to pray without ceasing, oh God, until we see those things come to pass. We will keep the prayers going, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, today for those who are in each and every family member, oh God, all of our family members who are not saved, Lord. Draw them, God. Draw them, Father. Oh, Father, I pray that they will heed your call, oh God. You have been beckoning them, oh God. You have been calling them, oh God. And we know that you will continue to call on their hearts, oh God, to come to you, God, to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray for my daughter and her husband and the children, oh God, as they are traveling, oh God, as they are out in a battle, God. We pray, Father, today that you protect them, oh God, and each and every person who is traveling during the spring break, oh God, and just traveling as a result of need, oh God, and some are on business travel, oh God, some are on pleasure travel. We just pray, Father, today for the protection, oh God. Let the angels protect their homes, oh God, where they're gone, oh God. In the name of Jesus, protect the vehicles that they're traveling in, oh God, and those who are traveling for work, oh God, or traveling to the grocery store, oh God. We pray for your protection in the streets, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make la my God, we just bless you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today for those who are sick, Lord. My God, you said if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Lord. So we pray for recovery today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the spirit of cancer, we bind you up and cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus. If you're trying to propagate in anybody's body, in my body, and any person, oh God, who is out there, oh God, who's still alive, we decree and declare that cancer is removed in the name of Jesus. Any cell, Lord, that is trying to develop, Lord, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we know, Father, today when we ask, we shall receive. As we speak, we shall find. And we knock, the door is open. So we thank you for the open door of healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have arthritic conditions, oh God, we bind up the spirit of arthritis right now, oh God. Take away the swelling in the joints, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever's causing that swelling, oh God, we pray, God, today that you remove it from the body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Those who have back conditions, oh God, pain in the back, oh God, we decree and declare that the pain is removed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who have sinus conditions, oh God, have allergies concerned with this weather, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you remove those allergies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for a clear passage in the nose, oh God, in the throat, oh God, in the chest, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for those who have had heart trouble, oh God, as you heal the heart today, oh God, whether it be a heart naturally, oh God, physically, oh God, or psychologically, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray for peace this morning, oh God, in these bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are different kinds of cancer, Lord, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, oh God, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, cervical cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, uterine cancer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, skin cancer. We decree and declare that it is healed, it is removed, in Jesus' name. Let the blood prevail this morning. Let the blood cleanse, oh God. Clean up the body this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Those who have kidney failure, oh God, we pray for the kidneys to work, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, whatever the disease is, whatever the sickness is, those who have COVID, oh Father, COVID symptoms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray for healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even premature babies, oh God, Lord, you can heal their bodies, oh God, even as Brittany, oh God, is preparing to have her baby, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that you bless the baby to come out healthy and strong, oh God, and that she will survive, oh God, that she will be healed, oh God, quickly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name for all the babies across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, and speaking of the world, Lord, we pray for the war in this place, oh God, over there in the Middle East, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ukraine, Lord, we know, Father, today that you can help there in that situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the need is, whatever the desire is, or whatever the reason, God, we know, Father, today that you said in your word that there will be wars and rumors of wars, oh God, and this is just one of the manifestations of your word, oh God, the sign of the times, oh God. In the name of Jesus, pestilence, oh God, across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, men are lovers of themselves, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, oh Lord, help us to have a closer walk with you, oh God. Help us to be real with you, Father, as we think about all the things that are happening around the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses and diseases, oh God, some diseases that cannot be healed, oh God, unless people just come to you, God, and see the miracle of their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Father, oh, yes, Lord, we just praise you this morning, oh God, because you are the healer this day, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, God, we glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because we know that you are the mighty one, oh God. You are the powerful one, oh God. You're the one who can do the work, Lord, in the name.
Praise your name this morning, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are the righteous one, oh God. And this morning, I just want everybody, this morning I'm just led to, for us to just come in and pray for healing. You know people who are sick, and you know, we're just going to pray for healing this morning of any kind of malady in the name of Jesus. So let's avoid
in the name of Jesus, Lord God, high blood pressure, Lord God, osteoporosis. Sugar diabetes, Lord God, praying for Lord God, in the name of
Lord God,
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the spirit of witchcraft, Lord God, and incantations, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We break it, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O God, let's pray to heaven, O brother, and tell, O Lord God, that you break it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, you're the Almighty God, you're our Father, Lord God, you're the great us to die, O Lord God. You're the God that says, dear, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord God. Yes, God, we thank you, O Lord God. You're the God that's always there, O Lord God. You're the God that rules and reigns, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, help, O Lord God. Me, myself, O Lord God. Oh, my blessings, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God.
Hallelujah. Praising the Lord and saying Hosanna to the King. But today I'm going to talk about
this final sacrifice, Jesus, the Passover, because this was leading up, this time of just worshiping the Lord was leading up to the time when Jesus would be, he would be killed. So we're going to talk about the Passover this morning, and we're going to look in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 14. And we do realize that God's plan down through the ages was that his son, Jesus Christ, would give his life that men might live. And the Passover feast, the sacrifices and the voices of the prophets, all these look towards the moment in history when the Son of God would make the final sacrifice for man's sin. And we're glad that he did that. And because he did make that sacrifice for us, we are able to come to the Lord. We were able to ask him to forgive us of our sins. And so at this time, Jerusalem was a city filled with excitement during the Passover weekend. Multitudes of people poured in from all over Judea to take part in this celebration. It was a time of thanksgiving to God for delivering his people from bondage. But the minds of the religious leaders were focused on Jesus and how to get rid of him. Just like a lot of people in this day and age are plotting to do things that are not good or trying to kill somebody. But Jesus was the one that we want to focus on today. Man doesn't decide the timing for God's plan, and man didn't choose the time for the first event in his plan of redemption, which took place during that Passover week. God did. God is the one who decided that. Three times Jesus told the disciples that he would suffer, be rejected, die, and rise again. The time had come during this Passover week. Two events immediately foreshadowed the fulfillment of Jesus' words. First of all, Jesus was anointed at Bethany. Secondly, the Passover feast became the Lord's Supper. So the plan was revealed as we look here in the book of Mark, chapter 14, and I hope that you have some paper and pen so you can maybe write down the scriptures, maybe go back over them later on and just let them just resonate in your mind and think about what Jesus did. So Jesus was anointed. So Mark chapter 14, verse 1 says, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes thought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Verse 5 says, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. Verse 8 says, she has done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he thought how he might conveniently betray him. Now Jesus went to Bethany to eat a simple meal with his friends. And we know from John's gospel that Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead, were there. And John 12, 2 through 3, I'm going to read those two verses. John 12, 2 through 3, it says, therefore they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. So Mary took a jar of very expensive perfume, broke the jar, and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. Some people protested, pointing out that the costly perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has come ahead of time to anoint my body to the burial. So Mary expressed her love for Jesus in a very beautiful way while there was still time, while he was still alive. But in contrast to Mary, Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest and offered to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, the cost of an ordinary slave. My God, my God. The Passover feast became the Lord's Supper. So Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26, it says, "On the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go, and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? Verse 13 says, "And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall ye meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master says, Where is thy guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Verse 17 says, And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Verse 22 says, And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And verse 26 says, And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So Jesus was in complete control as he directed of his disciples to prepare for the Passover feast. The room that Jesus chose for this observance with his disciples was an upper room in a home. Now, Jewish law was specific in describing preparation for the Passover feast. A lamb was killed by the head of the household in the courtyard of the temple while the priest held a bowl to catch the blood. Afterwards, the priest poured the blood at the foot of the altar of burnt offering, and the lamb was taken home to be cooked in an open courtyard of the family home. Then unleavened bread, wine, bitter herbs, salt water, and a paste made of apples, nuts, raisins, cinnamon, and wine were all prepared and placed on the table. Now, each of these carried symbolic meaning, helpful to the Jews in remembering that first Passover night, when the death angel passed over the blood-marked doors of the Israelites. And we know of that as is spoken of in Exodus chapter 12. And so Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 says, For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." So on that Passover night, when Jesus gathered his disciples around him for the Passover feast, he announced that one of them would betray him. And as the prophecy of David was fulfilled in the book of Psalms, it says, Psalms 41, verse 9 says, Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. So John's gospel tells us that Judas, who took the bread which Jesus gave him as a symbol of his betrayal and departed to do this evil deed. My God. Both Judas and the religious leaders must now move within the time frame of God's plan. And to those remaining, Jesus revealed the new covenant. He took the bread, he gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body. Let me." I'm going to read Mark chapter 14, verse 22. And it says, "And as they did eat, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body.' So then he took the cup, gave thanks, offered it to them, saying, 'This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many.' It is doubtful that the disciples understood that Jesus was identifying his body and his blood as the body and blood of the final Passover lamb to be slain. The cup he offered them was a symbol of both suffering and joy, the two coming together for us today in the Lord's Supper. After they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus yearned for his disciples to understand what was happening, but he knew their weakness. He must go to the cross alone, and that's what he did. And we're grateful that he did that for us. And all over Jerusalem, faithful Jews were remembering that dark night and fearful night when they, their forefathers, slaves to the Egyptians, observed the first Passover and waited for their redemption. But how could they understand that this event observed over the centuries, prophesied God's great plan of redemption for mankind, the final Passover and sacrifice of this night? Now for Jesus and the disciples, the long night of waiting began. So we as believers no longer have to wait. The instructions God gave for the Passover lamb were specific, representing Jesus Christ. Jesus was our Passover lamb. He was unblemished, without sin, the firstborn Son of God. The blood of the lamb over the doorpost saved the families from certain death. And Jesus paid the price once for all of us. We're now able to live for him by faith in his word. We also must tell the story about his death, burial, and his resurrection so others will become a part of his kingdom. So during this time of despair in many places that we're seeing despair all over the place, let's keep hope alive through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you receive something beneficial today that will help you along the way, and I pray that God will bless each and every one who is here this morning. And we know that God himself is with us right now, and he knows that down through time, many people have read and studied the word, and they have understood what this meant. And so we, as the body of Christ, we want to understand that Jesus did go to that cross, and he endured all the pain and the shame. He did it once for all of us so that we all could prepare for eternity. And so that is the important thing, that we are preparing for eternity, and eternity is a very long time. And as we think about that time that we will be with the Lord, we think about how Jesus did, go to the cross, and he knew that he had to do that. He didn't have to. I mean, he was up in the heavens when these things were going on this earth realm before he came here. There was so much stuff going on, and even now while he's in the heavens, there are a lot of things going on in our earth. There are so many discouraging things that are happening that are kind of, making people feel bad and people feel sad. But when we know what Jesus did, when we know that he went to that cross, when we realize that he did that thing for us, he gave his life for us, then we can rejoice. We can rejoice in the fact that he did that. And we don't have to be burdened down by the cares of the world. We don't have to be burdened down by what is happening around us. We can keep our eyes on the Lord. We can keep our eyes on the prize. And sometimes it can be hard and it can be difficult for us to look to Jesus because of all the chaos that's going on in our world. But when we think about what the word says, that we have to have that faith, we have to be strong in the Lord. And that's why God has given us people to be around us, and he has given us friends, and he's given us prayer partners, he's given us leaders, he's given us those tools that we need to be able to be victorious in this world that we're in, realizing that Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, and he did it with love because he loved us. My God, just to think about that, somebody loving you enough to give their life. How many people in this world today are willing to give their lives so that somebody else can live? I would just be surprised if there were many people in this world that would be willing to do that. But if we get to the point where we're willing to give our lives so that somebody else can be able to live, and I'm reminded of a story that I heard years ago that there were some guys who went out on a ship. It was a little ship that they went on, and they went fishing. They were fishing, I believe, and a storm came up, and the storm was very tumultuous. It was just very windy, and the waves were raging, and the boat was being battered, and the boat began to sink, and they had one life jacket, and one of the men gave the life jacket to the other man and told him, you know, to be saved, you know, that this other man could be saved. And so what happened was that the man who gave up the life jacket, he perished in the storm. And eventually the one who had the life jacket was able to get back to shore and come to find out that the man who had drowned was already a part of the body of Christ, and the one who did not drown was not a part of the body of Christ. But once he was saved, his life was saved, he was the one who went on and gave his life to Jesus Christ, so he had an opportunity. So that was a very noble thing to do, because the man who drowned knew that he was already a part of the body of Christ. He gave this other man a chance. He didn't let the other man drown and die in his sins. So, you know, it's just really wonderful that somebody would give up their life so that somebody else can live. So we're just grateful for what the Lord has given us through his word and how he has just blessed to be here for this particular time and this dispensation. And we're glad about that today. So this morning we're just going to take a few minutes. I'm opening up the line so that if you have something you want to say about the word today, or if you have something positive that you want to share, we're not taking we're not taking prayer requests, because we've already prayed this morning, and those who were here, you were able to get that prayer in and cover those things that needed to be prayed for. So right now I just want to hear some words of encouragement or a testimony this morning. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. And I just was just touching and agreeing, going along with Pastor Bondage, you know, and Bondage, and the same thing that she ministered to us about in the Word and stuff. God had me going through this already, because I get up early. I'm just saying about me, no one else, but everybody else do what God has called them, the time they call them to pray. But when I get up, I pray an hour for myself and my family and for others and stuff, and for the ministry that, you know, that when it starts, that I've already have myself prepared to go into warfare, into battle, because we shouldn't go into warfare just getting up and just starting in there. We have to prepare ourselves and build ourselves up. You know what I'm saying? And if nobody else do, encourage ourselves in the Lord and do what we need to do, because nobody can stand in our stead for us. Only Jesus Christ, you know, that died once and for all mankind. So we have a work to do. God is faithful, and he's going to do whatever he said in his promises that he's going to do. And so we got to do our part, you know, saints, and do what God is telling us to do. So I just touch and agree wholeheartedly with everything, and everything that she has said, God has put on my mind to speak it out loud, to put it in the atmosphere to say, you know, for helping one another, loving one another, you know, being kind to our brothers and sisters, follow peace with all men, all of these things, you know. So I thank God for the unity, hallelujah, that comes together in praying of the same mind, and us just coming together in prayer. And for everything that we need, God has already provided it and gave us the provision to be able to do the same things that his son Jesus Christ did. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. We appreciate that word this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Alice Bree. Good morning, everyone, and Pastor Bondon. I just want to thank you for the word.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Alice Bree. God bless you.
This is Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone and let y'all all know I have that unconditional love for each and every one of y'all. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. God bless you. Then
I appreciate the word and the reflection of the word today. It was very clear, very explicit and clear about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ made for us and for the life of the world, for the world. And we just thank you for the word this morning.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Horsley. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I was just so blessed and thankful for that word this morning. A reminder that it is all worth it. Worth it of being saved and knowing Jesus Christ, knowing his suffering and the things that he went through. It's just a joy and knowing that and a joy of our salvation that we are on the right track and and I just thank God this morning for that word. God bless you.
Amen. Sister Mary, God bless you.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. Let everybody keep, let the kids that coming up know they all into games and you know, doing their own thing. Let them know that you have to take time out for God sometimes. Let them know that, you know, you got to keep God on your mind, praying and all that. Let the kids know, you know, just have to let them know and keep, you know, let them keep knowing that God is right there. They got to take time, you know, think about God sometimes and pray sometimes instead of, you know, on the games and doing this and doing that. It up to, you know, us, the grown folks, to let them know, keep it on their mind.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Yvonne. We appreciate that. I mean, that is so important that our children know about God. I mean, they need to be steered in the right direction. So thank you for sharing that. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Well, we're right here at the top of the hour, and we're just glad that we have been able to come today and the prayers that went up this morning. I'm just so thankful for these prayers that God allows us to do and that we are willing to pray. You know, there are some people who don't pray. You know, I was talking to someone the other day and how some of these large ministries, we talk about these prayer teams, and there was this one church I remember back in Seattle, Washington. There were probably about 4,000 or 5,000 people in the congregation, and the prayer team was very small. It was like 10 or 12 people out of all those people, 4,000 people. And so it's just important that even though there may be a small amount of people who are doing the prayers, when they come together and there are two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So it doesn't matter about the size, but to know that we have that fervor, we have that desire, we have that faith, and we so know that when we have that faith and we come together, God is using us for his glory. So each and every one of you is a very vital part of the ministry, very vital part of what God is doing. And even in your own churches, even in our church, I mean, there are, I think, maybe 20-plus thousand members there. You know, when I first came to the church maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that's what they were saying is about the number of the membership. But then when you look at the prayer team, I mean, it's not a very large prayer team, but it's a good prayer team. It's enough people there. When at least two people come together, then God is going to be right there in the midst. So I just thank you all for your faithfulness is what I want to say this morning, thanking you for your faithfulness to the work that God has designed for us to do. I do appreciate you, and I know God will continue to bless each and every one of us to be a blessing throughout the time that we're here. So as we're about to leave, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I do decree for every brother and sister, all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments, and we are anointed by God to do his work. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and the floodgates of heaven are being opened over our lives. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives because we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. Once again, I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you all for sowing into my life, into the ministry, and I pray that the seed will continue to be multiplied, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I like that scripture, Deuteronomy 1 and 11, that the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, multiply that seed at least 1,000 times. Isn't that beautiful that God can do that? So everybody have a lovely day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Once again, let love arise and let everything else be second nature to love. Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.